Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
To church for the past 3 weeks, you see. So what was going on? So the recap is to help you so that when I give you a test next week or when Reverend comes and he's testing us, you will pass. Amen. So Proverbs 23 verse 4 and 5 is where the key scripture is. Look at how beautiful it is. Be our guest. New season, new location. And I want to thank Uncle Albert and his team for this wonderful weekend. I mean, they've been sweating it out. Yeah, this is one of the most difficult tasks he's taking on himself, and he's doing an excellent job, and we really thank them for it. So Proverbs 23, verse 4 to 5. Proverbs 23, 4 and 5. It says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. This is a scripture that most of us may not really love, you know. But if we don't love this scripture, then we are trying to say that we don't love all the scriptures in Proverbs 2 as well. But there's a lot of wisdom in this. And Bishop taught on the whole Give Thyself Holy conference. He taught about this. Yes, and this was his key scripture. That labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. So it means that there's a wisdom that we operate in. And that wisdom is that we try to force ourselves to be rich. And verse 5 tells us that, will thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Wow. This is not a very nice scripture. And riches is being personified. If you did personification and allegories and all that. So there's a lot of literature in Proverbs, isn't it? So here we have riches gaining wings and flying like an eagle. The one thing about birds is that they're able to instantly change. You know, you see a bird landing, as soon as you're coming towards it, suddenly it's gone. And that's why the Holy Spirit represents a bed. Because as Christians, we have to learn to what? Also move in the Spirit that quickly. Yeah, you are here right now. Suddenly, you are in the Spirit. Amen. So the Bible is telling us that riches can actually gain some wings. And when it gains wings, it will just fly towards heaven. So don't labor to be rich. So what should you be laboring for? So that's what Reverend is telling us. That rather, we should labor for what? An impartation. Because if you are laboring to be rich, you know, like let's say Proverbs 28:20. What does Proverbs 28:20 tell us? If you are laboring to be rich, this is exactly what is going to happen. Proverbs 28:20 and 22. Say, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. And 22, he that hasteth to be rich has an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. So in your haste, the Bible is telling us that, rather, when you are hasting, forcing, grabbing, trying to make yourself rich, you would end up having an evil eye. Or you end up rather becoming poor. Yeah? And you'd be like, I mean, are you serious? And it's true. Let's say if you want to succeed, all right, I want to succeed in doing something. What should I do? I'd rather, let's say I want to, you know, like a person like Apple. Apple, and they didn't come up with the idea of wanting money. But they came up with a product that is so addictive. and so nice, you know, that when you see the packaging, you haven't even touched the product, but when you see the box that your iPad and the iPhone and the things and all those things are in, the packaging alone, you know, it's so attractive that you just want it. Yeah, so it's like you don't even care the amount of money you are paying, and you are just paying some money for packaging and so many things. You just put some money down and you go for it. And the product is of such high quality. I mean, my iPod is still there. There's nothing wrong with it. My iPad 2, I mean, they're all still there, still functioning and still doing well, you see, because he did not go out there to just become rich. He went out there with a product that he knows that me and you would like and would be addicted to it. Yeah. So let's say that they say the new iPhone, what iPhone is coming out? It's 8. Yeah, I heard 8. The 10-2 is coming. Yeah, and by the time the news media, it's out there in the news media, you see people queuing for it. People who don't even have money will use credit cards to buy an iPhone. Yes, and be paying in installments because he was not hasting to be rich. If you've listened to his story, I like biographies. If you listen to his story, he wasn't hasting to be rich, but he wanted a product that you would like. Yes. So in the same way, if I want to make some juice that, you know, I want to be rich quick, I'll be cutting corners. Yeah, I'll try, I'll make this thing, I'll put a lot of food coloring in it and this, and then just be cutting corners just to make myself rich and make sure that some of the taxes and so many things I'll be paying, the next thing you find me in jail. Hey, God forbid. Yeah, so if you are hasting to be rich, you have an evil eye. And you say, consider not that, rather, poverty shall come upon you. So don't labor to be rich, but labor for something called the blessing. The blessing. The blessing. The blessing. Proverbs 10:22. Labor for what we call the blessing. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it added no sorrow with it. So if you are laboring, labor for what we call the blessing of the Lord. Because that blessing, it would actually make you very rich. And your riches will also not come with sorrow. Yes. Because you can be rich and you can be sorrowfully rich. Yes. What is the use of having money? And number one, you've lost your health. Number two, you've lost your marriage. Number three, you've lost your children. Number four, you've lost your entire family. Your cousins don't want to talk to you. Your there's nobody. When it's Thanksgiving, it's only you and your table. And you are calling this rich. No. We are being encouraged that we should what? Seek the blessing of the Lord. Because that blessing, that impartation that we are talking about from the prophet, that rather would make you what? Rich. And when that blessing is there, there is no sorrow also added to it. And we should rather go for the real thing, you get it? So don't labor to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Because your wisdom is like, if I do this like this, and I do this like the other way, like that guy that, you know, he used to be in the finances, and every time he was selling us some insurance, I don't even know where we rented with that insurance. You come to our house, he says he's selling this insurance and this, that. Then you come and sit down, say, you know what, within the year, something, I'll be a millionaire, this, that. Hey! The guy could talk. Have you heard the people that when they come, they tell them, if you want to see, I don't want to speak my local language, but it's like, brefie. That means that come to the house. You will see some money. It was that kind. Every day, this time. The last we heard of him, he was in jail. Oh! Yes! Because he said he is going to be a millionaire. He was always laughing at Reverend Osei, Reverend Fle- I mean, he was always laughing at them. He was like, what kind of doctors are these in America? They are driving old cars. They are not living in houses. They are still living in apartments. You know, our place was winding wood dry. I mean, what kind of doctors are these? He was always laughing at them. But today, he is rather in jail. Hey! So labor not to be what? Rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Labor for what you call the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. Because the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. 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 And it added no sorrow to it. Deuteronomy 33 verse 23. We are just recapping what Reverend has been sharing with us. All right? Deuteronomy. You know what? Deuteronomy. Whatever. 33:23. He says, and of Naphtali, he said, oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. So Naphtali could not have possessed just anything at all. But the Bible is saying that he was satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. Once you are full with the blessing of the Lord, you begin to possess things. Yes. So I can say that, oh, Nana, full with the blessing of the Lord, begin to possess, including your husband. Hallelujah. Hey. She likes the marriage. Hey, my sisters are going to marry. They are happy, pa. Yeah, can you tell that she's changed? She's just waiting. Possess your husband. Wow. Yeah. Full with the blessing. Full. When the blessing comes, you begin to possess. When the blessing comes, begin to possess. So we are laboring for that blessing. Yes. We don't want to labor to be rich, but we are laboring for that blessing. Because that's how come we can be. So what did Reverend say an impartation was? All right. Question number one. What is an impartation? Who is answering it? Hey, you've been here 3 weeks. Don't let Reverend look bad. An impartation, yes, who is? It's a spiritual endowment from what? To us. Hey, only one, two, three people got the question right. Ah! This is called cheating. This is the kind of exams they've been doing in Ghana where there's a poor. That means that the answers are out there before their questions. What? So you people are looking at a poor. Anyway. So an impartation is what? A transmission of spiritual endowment from an anointed vessel to us. And so you can see that the word is what? Endowment. It means that it's not something fleeting. You know, if I said I have an endowment fund, it means that I have something. You get it? If you talk to anybody who is into finance, I say, look, this company has an endowment fund. People are benefiting from it. They will give it to charity and all that, and all those things are going on. So an endowment fund, so it's not something intangible. It's something what? Real. So an impartation is something real. Jessica, it's something tangible that can come upon your life. And with that thing that will come upon your life, you realize that from that day onwards, instead of just walking and being any other person, you see that there's a blessing on your life. You see, and that's what we are talking about. That labor for that impartation. Because when that impartation comes upon you, you will be blessed. Yeah. So let's rather seek that instead of laboring to become what? Rich. We should labor for that impartation, for that endowment, for that anointing, for that enablement on the man of God, for all those graces to come upon us. And when it comes upon you, it's different. Yes, it's different. So it's a spiritual what? Endowment from an anointed vessel to us. To us. Amen. And what else did Reverend say? He says, it is that I was making notes. Oh, you were in the church, you were not making notes. Okay, I forgive you. Says it is a transmission of power. Where is that one? Since they want apple, just put it the apple up there for them. It is the transmission of the power of God from his anointed vessel to deal with the situations of life. Wow. So you have situations in your life. How are you going to deal with it? You need what we call an impartation. And when that impartation comes, the impartation will begin to what? Deal with that situation in your life. You have a difficult child. How do you deal with that situation? You need what we call an impartation. And when that impartation comes, instantly, that person was so difficult. When you call him, he's not responding. And these days, I'm wondering, I'm like, is it the food? Is it the medicines that the mothers have been taking? I mean, what is it? The children that are coming up. I'm like, it's so scary. Getting angry, kicking doors, I don't care, this, that, walking away. I mean, so many manifestations. And I look at her and say, ah, these things I think is very demonic. Because it's making no sense. It's making no sense. When you talk to her, I don't care. I'm like, you don't care. Your life, you don't care. What's going on with you? You know? Yeah. And you tell them, I heard one of them say, oh, me, ask me, I'm not even going to college. I don't even care. I'm like, you are in middle school, you don't care. When are you going to care? Something is wrong with you. You know? But when there is what? An impartation. Yes. When there's an impartation, you realize that something that is impossible, difficult, like Luke 5:17. Reverend shared that with us. Luke 5:17. Luke 5:17. Luke 5:17. It says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. There was something called the power of the Lord. And as Jesus was there, there was something, even though you were just seeing him going physically and all that, Luke could see beyond the physical. He realized that there was something called the power of the Lord. And that power was present. And that power had the ability to heal. So he realized that, let's go to the next verse. Realize that impartation happened right there and then. And behold, there was this man and his friends. He was having problems, issues, things that couldn't be solved. And his friend said, look, you know what? There is power around. Why are we having this friend that we want to play with? Want to play some small soccer with him? We can't play. Want to jump with him? We can't play. He's just lying on the bed. And they took him to Jesus. And that power set that guy free. Yeah. That's the power of impartation. So let's not labor to be what? Rich. Let's rather labor for what? An impartation. Yes. That That's what will change things. You see, that's what will change things. Do you know what Paul says? Oh, I didn't pray over the offering. Lord, forgive me. Bless this offering, Jesus, and amen. Who is taking it? He says that a spiritual platform, okay, an impartation is also a spiritual platform for the duplication and the multiplication of graces. Hey, I like that one. It is a spiritual platform for the duplication and multiplication of graces. Philippians 1, 7. Philippians 1, 7. It says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel. This is it. Ye all are partakers of my grace. 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 Ye all are partakers of the grace in this house. Ye all, Philadelphia, are partakers of the grace in the house. Ye all are partakers of the grace. The grace is available. It's not for outsiders. It's for us. The inheritance is for the children. We all are what? Partakers of that grace. And we need to begin to really, literally live it. Yes. You see, there's this lady. You know, I'm in this MD class, you know. They call them multiple dysfunction. It means that they have different things that they are dealing with. All right? And you can see that the lady is not enjoying the whole thing. And, you know, anytime she's coming, she's screaming, she's shouting. She feels so frustrated with the whole situation and all that. You know, she's giving it at the kids. And I'm like, these kids, they don't even, it's not per se their fault. You understand? Various, they are dealing, some are dealing with home issues and so many things going on in their lives. But the lady is not really enjoying the whole thing, you know. And she got up and said, you know what, Christmas is coming and I have so much on my credit card to pay. I'm like, Christmas? I didn't even link Christmas with credit card. Yes. I never linked Christmas with credit card. Because one of the things that we've been taught, the one of the grace in the house is that we shouldn't be owing. You get what I'm saying? Ye all are partakers of the grace. And one of the grace in this house is the grace not to owe. So as she was saying, she went on with this Christmas and credit cards. I said, hey, it's not even okay to me that Christmas is coming. I don't even have any credit card, left alone credit card payment. I don't. And then when she comes, she's bought a new boot. She has to come and announce to us how much the boots cost. Friday, she was telling us how much so expensive her boots were and all that. And she has this Michael Kors glasses, you know, and all these things so that we'll know how expensive all these things are. And I'm like, with all this and Christmas is coming, plus your credit card debt. Isn't something ringing a bell? Isn't something ringing a bell? But I realized that it's because I'm a partaker of the grace in the house. So I don't even have a credit card, let alone have a credit card debt. Yes, to be thinking that Christmas is coming, I need to be paying off my credit card. So Friday, she got a phone call. And she's getting a job in Chester. I said, glory be to God. This woman needs to be out of here. Go somewhere where, you know, at least maybe you may get more money and you are called to do what you are doing. Because if you are not called to handle these children, you'll be annoyed 24/7. Yes. So I was very happy for her. Say, Lord, may she get the interview. May she pass it. May she go. Amen. But we all are what? Partakers. So if you're in this church and you are still using credit cards, and you are still in credit card debt to your nose or to your, where else can it be? To your neck. It means that you are not being a partaker of the grace in the house. Because the grace in the house is, we don't owe anybody anything. If you don't have the money, you are not buying. If you have the money, you go and buy. Amen. You all are what? Partakers of the grace. Hallelujah. Amen. So Reverend went on and taught us how we can receive the impartation, isn't it? And he says, how do we receive the impartation? I have to be checking my time. All right. He says, first of all, we have to learn to what? Anna the prophet, isn't it? Anna the prophet. And that's what we did. How many weeks ago? Like 2 weeks or so ago. All right. We did Anna the prophet. And he taught us that when we are honoring, we should honor with our heart. Honoring, that's when you're honoring, you're not honoring with your heart. It's not right either. All right. And the key scripture was Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 27:19. That we should honor with our heart. How do we get imparted? It says we should learn to what? Honor. It says, as in water, face answered to face, so the heart of man to man. Yes. So some people, as soon as you meet them, isn't it? And you begin to even talk to them, suddenly you realize that your heart is connected to the person. You can tell what is in a person's heart. Even sometimes, you don't even know the person for too long. But 30 minutes, you are chatting, you realize that, look, the things that you enjoy, the person enjoys the same thing. The things that you like, the person likes the same thing. So you see that your heart has been what? Connected. So we have been told that, as in water, face answered to face, so the heart of man to man. So it's a heart-to-heart thing. If your heart is not in the thing, you are not honoring the prophet, isn't it? You are giving the money, but your heart is not in it. You are doing the thing, but your heart is not in it. Huh? That's what we in this church, we call, mini I can't care. Yes. Because the woman was offended with her husband. And they said she should go and apologize. And when she came, she said, what did they say I should say? We said, say sorry to your husband. I said, what did they say I should say? It means that she's not sorry about the whole thing. So it's called mini I can care. Learn it and let's see. Ready to go. Mini I can care. All right. And the other scripture that Reverend gave to us was Isaiah 29:13. Isaiah 29:13 on honoring the prophet with our heart. Let's learn to honor with our heart. He says, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far. Their heart is far. When you're in this church, let your heart be in the church. Don't let your heart be what? Far. Anytime we are doing something, it's like, oh, am I a part of them? I'm not really a part of them. It's all these African people. And these blacks. Their heart is what? Far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. So our heart can be what? Far. When your heart is far, you are not honoring. When your heart is far, your heart is not in the thing. You see, everything emanates from the heart. Yes, if you want to do well, it's your heart. If you want to marry successfully, it's your heart. If you want to excel at your job, it's your heart. If you want to do well as a Christian, it's your heart. If you want to honor, it's your heart. Everything is your heart. If you are not doing with your heart, it will become mini akeng in care. What did they say I should say? Not that I want to say it, though, but the people they are telling me to say. So you are bringing your offering to God. They said that I've heard this Galatians 6:16. What did they say we should be doing? And you know what? I just found this $5 somewhere. Let me just do it so that at least everybody's standing and I'm also standing. It didn't look too bad. So it's what? Mini I can care. But your heart is not in it. But we are changing. Amen. Amen. Now our heart is in everything that we do. Amen. The next thing that Reverend taught us is that we should receive the ministry of the prophet. And that is Matthew 10:40. Matthew 10:40. What does Matthew 10:40? It says, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. Wow. So when you receive somebody, you are not just receiving the person, but you are receiving the person that sent that person. Do you understand the relay? Yes. So if, let's say, I send Esther to you to do something, and when Esther came, you were very happy, you received her in your home. It means that you've actually received me, because I'm the one who what sent Esther. So Jesus is saying that all his messengers and all the people that he sends, if you can receive them, then you're also receiving him, because he sent them to you. The Bible says that, and I'll give you pastors after my own heart. So God sends you a man of God, and you have to say, this is a man of God God has blessed me with. And when you receive the man of God, you are receiving a gift from God. And that is how you can receive an impartation. Yes. Because suddenly, if you are there, you are questioning this man of God, this my pastor, and even having bad thoughts about your pastor and the prophet that God has sent to you. Is it my money that he wants? In fact, these days, the way he's even preaching and talking, it's like he wants more money from me. What? One of our reverends is one of the, missionaries. When he came to the church at first, and then he sat down there, he said, this church and this pastor, I'm sure that it's all about money, and they are here to get our money. So he was in the church week one, and he was an agnostic. He just didn't even believe anything, even at least believe something little, you understand. But he was a totally agnostic. Yes. But as he sat, and he kept looking at Reverend, and he kept hearing the word, and he kept looking at Reverend, and he kept hearing the word, and he kept looking at Reverend, and he was there. Suddenly, his heart changed. He realized that, no, the church is not about money. God has blessed me with a man of God. And he began to grow. And right now, he's a missionary. Wow. I'm talking about Reverend Kwabena, remember? Yes, he was a total agnostic. He came to the church with that mindset. You know, that maybe somebody wants his money or something. You see? But he learned to what? Receive the man of God that has been sent. And now he himself, he's become a man of God. Wow. That's an impartation. He received the person that God sent to him. Amen. So let's learn to what? Receive the people like the bishop that God has given to this ministry. The wisdom that God has given to this ministry. It's a blessing. Amen. Matthew 10:40, and this is what Reverend ended with. Matthew 10:40. Oh, it's the same thing. Oh, sorry. Mark 6:3. Mark 6:3. Yeah, I made good note, so at least. Jesus came to them, and then this was what they were saying. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. They couldn't receive Jesus. Instead of receiving him as a prophet, the Bible says that when you receive a prophet, you get what? A prophet's reward. Rather, when Jesus came to them, they said, look, this guy, he's been building coffins for us. He's been fixing our tables. He's been making my doors. Recently, my door broke down. This Jesus just came, hey, Jesus, look, there's the door. And you see, when you are, the thing is that when you're a handyman, the way people treat you, at least when you're a professional sitting in your office, is better. But when you're a handyman, they feel that they can command you anywhere, isn't it? So it's just like, oh, Jesus, look, my door is broken. Can you just fix it right there? They say, you see Jesus fixing the door and everything. So now he comes back to them, and then he comes with an anointing. He comes to give an impartation. He comes to release a blessing that can change situations in their life, that can heal cancers, that can raise the dead, that can cause cripples to walk, that can cause the blind to see, that can cause the deaf to hear. And then they are like, it's not this the carpenter, the son of Mary. It's like, look, this one is, we know his mother and we know his father. We know his brothers. We even know his sisters. They are all here with us. And they were offended. And the Bible says, because of that, Jesus could there do no mighty works. Jesus had the anointing of the prophet, the graces in this ministry, has the ability to do mighty works in your life. But because you are just looking at, I mean, what's the big deal? Well, I mean, what's the big deal about all these things? And instead of experiencing the mighty works, you're experiencing nothing. Yeah. You can be a great builder like our bishop. You can be a great prophet like our bishop. You can be a great evangelist like our bishop. You can have such wisdom like our bishop. You can do so many great things just like him. But you are just looking. It's like, I mean, who is this guy? Every day, this, that. And now your prophet is just look, we are tired. We are tired. We've come to church. We want to hear somewhere they are saying, and now your prophet. And same thing. He could there do no mighty work, save that he laid the hands upon a few sickfold and healed them. So, Charlie, Jesus did us so much grace, and he had to even lay hands. Because most of the time you don't hear Jesus laying hands, but this one he had to lay hands, receive. Yes, because the people didn't believe. You see. And that's what sometimes happens to us, you know, as people in church, you know, where there's a great impartation that we can receive, but because we can't believe the blessing, we miss it. And it's that blessing that will make you rich, and it's that blessing that will add what? No sorrow. That's what will change your life. Yes, that's what will cause you to become a great builder. Oh, yes. It's that impartation. When that wisdom comes into your life, you begin to build things. You begin to, and I'm telling you, anywhere you go, you see structures. We were driving. When I saw a huge structure, I said, this must be a Lighthouse Chapel church. And it was true. It was Bishop Addis Church. I said, wow. Mighty works is a blessing of the Lord. Amen. So labor for the impartation. Hallelujah. And then the next thing is that we should receive the words of the prophet. All right. John 6:63. John 6:63. We are ending with that. John 6:63. Oh, all right. John 6:63. Ezekiel 2:2. Acts 10:44. John 6:63 says, the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So one of the ways to receive an impartation is to receive the words of the prophet. Yes. Because the words are what? Spirit. And the words are life. The words are spirit. And the words are life. Yes. Last week, Sunday, Bishop has been preaching about miracle money. And the children believe. And they are receiving it. And he's made them understand that, look, you can be blessed in many ways. You don't need to labor to be rich. You can even have miracle money. Because if money can appear in the mouth of a fish, then can't God do some miracles in your life? And they are believing it. And so he asked for a testimony. I think that was even one of the worst mistakes. Because the line kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And after some time, he said, look, enough is enough. This one, that we can't even take the testimonies anymore. Because just like we use Cash App, they have what they call mobile money. Yes. So this one, I received 1,000 something for more. They are receiving miracle money. Because the words that the man is speaking, they are spirit and they are life. It's creating. It's releasing miracles in their life. Spirit in their life. Ezekiel 2:2 and Acts 10. Ezekiel 2:2. And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet, that I heard him that speak unto me. The spirit is entering. As he's speaking, the spirit is entering. As he's prophesying. As you are listening to the message and he's prophesying, I see receiving miracle money. I see this happening in your life. I see this. I see the breakthrough. I see that they're receiving. The spirit is entering. They are being imparted. Wow. So the words of the anointed prophet is important. Acts 10:44. Oh, let's hurry up with these scriptures. Acts 10:44. He says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them, all which heard the word. So as the word of God is coming, as you are listening to the podcast messages, as you are listening to the messages, as you are listening to the prophetic utterances, the Holy Ghost can fall upon you. Yes. And you receive an impartation. And that can change your life. That can break those strong things. What does the number three definition? Oh no, the number two definition. It says an impartation is what? No, that's number one. Number two, transmission of power to do what? To deal with the situation of life. So you can receive a transmission of power to deal with the situation in your life. As you are listening to the word, you can receive an impartation. I'll end with this story. I used to be a very horrible mother. Terrible mother. Awesomely terrible. Always upset. Always griping and whining. Oh, my son Gilbert, he had the best of it. Oh, yes. I mean, even if he tries coming, I would always look for an excuse to tell him to go away or disappear. I don't want any of this kind of things. Yes. Very difficult mother. Like that every day. You children. But thank God. As I heard, in those times there were no podcasts, but when the podcast came, I'm like, hey, you can listen to messages in the house. So at that time, the iPod had come. Took my iPod. And then I put messages on there. Then I began to listen. Sleeping with messages. Waking up with messages, sleeping with messages, hearing the voice, hearing. One day as I was praying, suddenly the Holy Ghost came upon me and I was down on the floor. I was under the power of God for a long time. When I got up, I was changed. These children that I was screaming on them, shouting on them, every day cursing them. Can you imagine? I was cursing my own children. I'm not joking. Can I see my own children telling them this should happen to you? Hey, what mother is this? Now come and see me giving them pet names, loving them, calling them sweetheart, darling, pumpkins. Oh my goodness. An impartation. I was changed. The love that I couldn't show, all the difficulty. Oh, when I'm there, I'm like, Gilbert, how did you handle these things? This is the way that your mother was really some way. I hope you're forgiving me. Oh, he says it's okay. He's forgiving me. Yes. It took an impartation to deal with the situation of life. Yeah, because I could still be that very ugly person, you know. I don't know where they will be by now, but thank God. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. And that can be your story. That can be your story. Yes. You can also listen to the word. Receive the word. The anointing will come upon you and you'll be imparted. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Just pray for yourself today. If you are someone who is not listening to the word and situations in your life is mounting up, say, Father, I am ready for an impartation. Yes, Lord. I'm ready for you to impart me from today, starting this Sunday. I need a new direction in my life. I need to be imparted in my life. Begin to pray for yourself. Say, Lord, I didn't come to this service for fun. You have a word for me. And the word is, Lord, I need to hear the voice of the prophet, to hear the anointed words, to hear the, the Holy Ghost fell upon them as they heard the words. And I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to fall upon us as you keep listening to the word. Don't listen to the radio. Don't listen to CNN. Don't get yourself in all this negativity. It's time for you to say, it's time for me to learn to listen to the word. And as you listen to the word, you'll be imparted. Oh, pray for yourself this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for an impartation, oh God. Thank you that you are going to teach us, oh God, how to receive the voice of the prophet as a church, as your people. Oh, yes, Lord. That situations in our lives, oh God, will change because of the word that is coming to us. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are here today too, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, or you even know Jesus, but you're backsliding. It's a long time since you heard the voice of God. I want to give you another opportunity and say, Lady Pastor, I want to come close to God again. I used to communicate to God all the time. I used to pray all the time. I was laboring for that impartation. I was laboring for the blessing. But now I'm chasing riches. I'm chasing other things. It's time for me to come back to you, Lord. If you are here again like that and you want to rededicate your life to Christ, I'm here to also pray for you. Say, Lady Pastor, I want to receive an impartation. And I'm telling you, God can pour His Spirit upon you in a day and things in your life will change. If there's anyone here like that, I also want to pray with you. Don't leave the service saying, say, I need an impartation. I feel I'm so far away. And I want to receive that new impartation. Anybody here? Anybody here like that? Anybody here? If you are here like that, just raise your hand. I'll pray with you. Anybody here? Anybody here? Let's pray this together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, Father, for the prophet that you've given to us, O God. Father, that from today, O God, I will labor for that impartation. May that impartation come upon my life, Lord. May situations in my life change because of this impartation. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Anybody paying their tithe? If you are paying your tithe, please come up.